lamb of Allah. We discussed earlier, but you still are familiar and aware of the rule of Allah. Okay.
If the letter before lamb of Allah is a fatha or dhamma, will make the lamb of Allah thick. But if the letter before the lamb of Allah is kasra, will make it light.
It's called Lamul Jalala.
It's called Lamul Jalala, the name of this lamb. And it's very special lamb only in the name of Allah. No any other lamb will be treated like that. Okay? It's just because of the power and the honor of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we will make it heavy and thick, and only in two conditions: when there is a fatha or dhamma before the name of Allah on the preceding letter. Right? So this is the reason that you can see very contrast. The contrast example in that ayah: "Anna al-masajid lillahi, fala tad'u ma'allahi ahada." So if you pay attention to this ayah, there is two times the name of Allah: "Anna al-masajid lillahi." So when we recite lillahi, we will not make it thick; we will make it light. Lillahi, because
The letter before Allah is Li.
Is kasra, kasra, right? But when you go فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ, at that time you will make that Lamul Jalala heavy, because the letter before, what is the letter before?
Ayn.
The letter Ayn has a fatha. مَعَ اللَّهِ. MashaAllah. Okay. So now we will start the meaning. So last time when we stopped on the ayah, it was telling the two groups among the jinns also, the good ones and the bad ones. So they said, "Anna minnal muslimuna." There are indeed among us are those who are Muslim, those who submit themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the meaning of a Muslim, and they have iman, faithful people. But on the other hand, وَمِنَّ الْقَاسِتُونَ, there are those who are wrongdoers. So then they also informed their group of jinn that anyone who is Muslim, فَمَنْ أَسْلَمَ, who accept Islam, فَأُولَٰئِكَ تَحَرَّوا رَشَدًا, so those people, they are following the right path. وَأَمَّ الْقَاسِتُونَ, from, we started from here today, right? وَأَمَّ الْقَاسِدُونَ, but as long as, or as far as those who are the rebellious, those who have their life full of disbelief and the sins, فَكَانُوا لِجَهَنَّمَ حَطَبًا, so they will become the fuel or the firewood of Jahannam, for Jahannam.
حَطَبًا
is firewood, and that firewood is giving the purpose of the fuel, is serving as the fuel, right? We have in Surah Masad, Tabbat Yada Abi Lahab Bim Watab, if you recite this ayah, وَمْرَأَتُهُ حَمَّالَةَ الْحَطَبِ. So Hatab, literal meaning firewood, and because firewood denotes the meaning of the fuel, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those jinns, human beings, those all who have the life of disbelief and the sins, then they all will be the fuel of the Jahannam.
فَكَانُ,
they will become. فَكَانُ, كَانَ يَكُونُ means being, to be. So they will become, right? وَأَلَّا اسْتَقَامُوا عَلَى الطَّرِيقَةِ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is declaring a very general statement for all those who are human beings and the jinns, everyone, that if they will be firm and very
steadfast
on the right path. So istiqama, you know the meaning of istiqama, being steadfast or firm on something. So if they are firm on their iman, ala tariqa, tariqa, literal meaning of tariqa is path. Here, right path. On the right path. Yani on iman. لَأَسْقَيْنَاهُمْ مَاءً غَدَقًا. So we will provide them water in abundance.
But
la
is negative, right?
In لَأَسْقَيْنَاهُمْ.
This is Islam Tawqid.
This is not the la that has the meaning of no.
Okay.
This is just the one letter la.
Okay.
Okay. And it is connected with the verb asqayna. So the alif, it is from the verb asqayna. Mm-hmm. It is not the part of la. No.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So the letter lam la with fatha, it means for, you know, emphasizing
for sure
on something. Yeah, for sure. Yes. So for sure, we would have given them ma, the water, ghadaqa. Ghadaqa means in abundance.
And what is allow?
And if they.
Okay,
so allow means if.
Okay.
Istaqamu, they be steadfast, ala tariqati, on the right path, we will provide them the water that is in abundance. Okay, so giving the water in abundance is the sign of flourishing and prosperity. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is another the benefit of iman, that we will give them all their needs in abundance. لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِيهِ. So that we can put them on test, so that we can test them. نَفْتِنَ is the meaning of naftina is to test and trial, like linablua.
Mm-hmm.
From fitna. Fi, in that. وَمَنْ يُعْرِضْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ رَبِّهِ يَسْلُكُ عَذَابًا سَعْدًا. But all those people who are turning away from the remembrance of their Allah, of their Lord, they are not Muslim, they are not worshipping Allah, or even though they are Muslim, but they are not worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning they are ghafil, negligent. They are turning their face away. وَمَنْ يُعْرِضْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ رَبِّهِ. There are unfortunately Muslims who never performed any prayer in their life. They never go for the salah, never go to the masjid, and you know they are not associate themselves with the practice of iman and all that. Yasluku azaban sada. So that person will be going on the path. Yasluk means to walk, to move. That person is moving on a path that is the path of azab, the punishment, and sa'ada, severe punishment. Azab and sa'ada. Okay. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ. And the fact is that all the masajid, they are only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just exclusively to worship, to ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحْدًا. So do not call upon anyone else with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning in his worship. فَلَا تَدْعُوا, do not call, مَعَ اللَّهِ, with Allah, أَحَدًا, anyone. وَأَنَّهُ لَمَّا قَامَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ يَدْعُوهُ كَادُوا يَكُونُونَ عَلَيْهِ لِبَدًا. Okay, this ayat is having a story, a background. Okay, so inshallah I will share this story with you also, and it's very famous, probably you have heard several times, that one time our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the very beginning of Islam, when he started, you know, calling and inviting people. So Abu Jahl, he was one of the biggest enemies. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go to Kaaba, around the Kaaba, and he would perform his prayer. And Abu Jahl and all his people, they were giving him very hard time. They were blocking him, stopping him from the prayer. And several times they literally attacked on him, physically also. And one time he brought the skin of the camel, very heavy. And when the Prophet ﷺ, he was in the sajda, so he put that all big heavy skin on his body, and he could not lift him up, himself up. And then Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, she came and she helped to move it, and the Prophet ﷺ was able to stand up. So all these attacks, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pointing to those situations. وَأَنَّهُ لَمَّا قَامَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ, and whenever the servant of Allah, Abdullah, yani Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stood up, qama means stood up, for the prayer, yad'uhu, yani why he is standing up? To worship Allah, yad'u, to call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kadu yakununa alayhi libada, so they were attacking on him. Libad means attack. So kadu yakununa alayhi libad, they almost attacked him.
What is yadu?
Yadu means to call. Ta'yadu, yani worshipping Allah. Ye dua hoti hai, dua. It's from that meaning, dua. Yani calling.
So servant of Allah.
Abdullah means servant.
Servant of
Allah. Qama means stand up. Standing. Yad'uhu. Why he is standing up? To call Allah. Yad'uhu. You can also translate to worship Allah. Or to perform the prayers. So kadu yakununa alayhi libada. Kadu, kada, yakadu. It comes to give the expiration in Arabic, as we say in English, is almost, is about to.
Kadu is about to.
But it never comes separately, it comes with the verb. So here is with yakun, kadu yakununa. So the both of the words, they will give you the meaning, they were about to attack him.
So yakununa means attack.
Libad.
What is
yakunu? Yakunu, as I told you about kana. Kana yakunu, to be. Inshallah. So, one thing that I am sensing, that there is a homework also is not being done. Some of you are doing, some of you are not doing. Right?
True.
Okay? Very. So homework is that every day memorize one.